Welcome back. Silver and Black today, powered by our good friend Sam and Ash, the injury attorneys, 702-820-1234. Scott Cobranson, your boy Q Myers, back with you on this Tuesday. And Q, this morning, we found out, man, the poor Cleveland Browns. It's like, you know, the Raider fans have felt bad for 20 years because of the one playoff run in 2016, not even a run, 2016, you make the playoffs. Derek Carr, of course, broke his leg. That ended early. The Browns today find out their coach, Kevin Stefanski, COVID-19, along with two other coaches. It might even get worse as we find out more later this evening. But Q, this team can't buy a break. They finally make the playoffs. They got to go to Pittsburgh, and the COVID bug strikes them.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that you hit it on the head. It just reminds me of when the Raiders went to Houston to play that wild card playoff game. And I was there in 2016 without their guy, without their quarterback. You know, they went in there with Connor Cook, who was a rookie. You know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, you knew going into that, like, come on, man, this can't be. You know, you finally make the playoffs and now all of a sudden you're going in and you don't have your guns blazing. And so unfortunately for the Browns, man, it's been a long time. They earned a playoff spot. They had a heck of a season and now they're not going to go in there with their guns blazing.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And we talked about this, though, right? I had talked and you had talked about, listen, the NFL has resisted kind of the bubble that baseball did. And they said, no, we're going to move ahead. We kind of have the protocols and all that kind of stuff. But instead, they kind of let things go. And again, you got to credit the NFL. They got through the entire season, the only sport that really got through an entire full season this year. But now you got to wonder too, Q, is this going to happen elsewhere? We talked about, like, hey, if you're the Packers and God forbid something happens and suddenly Aaron Rodgers is exposed and he's got to sit out the NFC Championship game. This is stuff that could really happen.
Yeah, it could, you know, and that's just one of the things that is going along with the 2020 year or 2021 year now is that, you know, it's kind of like you got to be lucky as well as good. You know, sometimes they say it's better to be lucky than good. Well, with this kind of year and dealing with COVID and you never know who's going to pop and when they're going to pop, then that you just kind of got to get lucky. And so it stinks. It's unfortunate. I hope that the NFL decides, if not right away, as it gets closer down the stretch, that they kind of bubble this thing up, because, man, I want to see a Super Bowl and I want to see everybody out there that's available barring injury. I don't want it to be, well, the quarterback for the Packers, if that's who's in there, is out, like you said, Aaron Rodgers, because of COVID, he can't be back for like a week. That would stink, and that would just be an unfortunate way to crown a champion. So hopefully they don't do that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But we'll see. And it's just terrible for them. I mean, you know, again, you feel bad for any team that has to go through that. Of course, unless it was the Chiefs or Broncos, and then the Raider fans wouldn't care. But from a health perspective, you want people to be healthy and all that. All right. Well, it's that time of the day. We turn over the microphone. It's time for the Q-tip.
I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
Well, I want to have all my attention focused on the defensive side of the ball for the Raiders. That should be where all the energy from Raider Nation is at right now, because we all know that's the Achilles heel of the Raiders. They got to figure out how to get that defense right. They got to figure out who their defensive coordinator is going to be. Listening to John Gruden talk on Monday and his wrap-up press conference that he had, you know, obviously that was something that he was very adamant about. And he said he was going to get started on it today, and they were going to go, and they were very excited about the process of it. And, you know, also some things that he said in that post-game. Some other things that he mentioned in that presser was the fact that, you know, he wanted someone who's passionate about the defensive coordinator job, passionate about being a Raider. He mentioned briefly that he'd like to stay at a 4-3. So me being a guy that's pounding the table for Wade Phillips, I know he runs a 3-4. So that kind of got me, oh, man, I guess he's not going to be one of the guys that they're looking at. Well, Wade Phillips, apparently he probably heard that as well. And, you know, talking about wanting to be a Raiders defensive coordinator, and I've had people tweeting at me all day long, hey, is Wade Phillips lobbying for the Raider job? He tweeted out earlier today, if you're wondering, it can be done. Change from a 4-3 to 3-4. In 2010, the Texans were 6-10. In 2011, they went from a 4-3 to a 3-4, went 10-6, and were the division champs and had a playoff win. In 2015, he was with the Broncos. They went with a 3-4 defense instead of having the 4-3. They went 17-4, and they were Super Bowl champs. That was Super Bowl 50, played in Santa Clara, California. 2016 with the Rams, they were a 4-12 team. Switched the next year to a 3-4 under Wade Phillips. They were 11-5 in division champs. So he's saying, hey, John, I hear you. You want a guy passionate about being the Raiders defensive coordinator? That's me. Hey, John, I hear you. You want to have a four-man front? I get it, but we can switch to my scheme and it could work. Quick, fast, and in a hurry, change things around. The thing about it is, and what I like that Wade Phillips is doing, he's letting it be known that I know this is not a building process. This is something that needs to work and it needs to work immediately. I could be your guy. He's waving at him. He's throwing flyers up in the air. He's putting his resume online. I mean, he's doing everything that he can. He's saying, John, I'm your guy, son of bum. Bring me in.
Exactly. And to me, that is there's a energy and an excitement there. Yeah. I mean, I understand he's sitting on the street. He doesn't have a job right now, but he's also at the point in his life where I'm sure he can do what he wants to do. I'm sure there's going to be other offers, but he, I think, sees the potential in this Raiders defense. He sees the potential with the Raiders franchise now in Las Vegas with a new stadium, with a new state-of-the-art practice facility, all the things that go around there, and the fact that he obviously likes John Gruden because he wouldn't want to go work for him if he didn't. So right. I think there's a set of beliefs there. And to me, the mentality of that person coming in is huge.
It is. And you know, the thing about it, are you over there? Got a chronic cough?
Yeah, I'm okay. I missed the cough button, obviously.
Man, you got that chronic cough, man. You've been hanging around the dispensaries there in Vegas. But no, I'll tell you real quick, man. I think that you hit it on the head when you said he sees the potential in the Raiders. I think he's studied a lot of football while he's been out. And I think he also realized that, hey, look at the offense that they have. Look at the fact that they have the ability to score points. Yeah. If I can make this defense just a little bit better, it ain't got to be lights out. If I can make them a little bit better, we're talking about the playoffs. I absolutely believe he sees the potential. I think you hit it right on the head when you said that and knows that he wants to be part of that. He doesn't want to be part of, you know, a rebuild like the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Jets or you know, the Texans. I've been there, done that for him. I mean, he sees the potential and wants to be a part of it.
Yeah, and to me, that is huge because and I know he mentioned it as part of three other things, but when John Gruden says that person has to want to be a Raider.
Yep.
And I think that's important because, again, with all the job openings and movings around that'll happen, Wade Phillips can go anywhere, but he's publicly lobbying for this job, which is amazing to me because he doesn't have to. I'm sure his phone rings plenty. It always has. He always seems to find a job when he leaves another one. So I'm sure that comes into it. But you look at the other names, Q, and I have to wonder, there's a lot of excitement amongst Raider Nation because of his familiarity with Coach Gruden, Raheem Morris with the Falcons, and he's done a fine job as interim head coach there in the middle of a mess. But I think people forget Raheem Morris's defense isn't that great. They also had those late season just collapses, early season collapses, also late season in the Super Bowl. But when you have those games that they lost in the fourth quarter, I think there's like, what, four or five games this season going into last season. I think it's a total of eight or nine games. And remember, Dan Quinn was a defensive-minded coach with Raheem Morris as his defensive coordinator, and they still didn't get it done. So I'm not saying Raheem Morris isn't a good man and a good coach. I'm just saying if you look at the results, I still think, and I know we talked about Joe Barry with the Rams. A lot of people are not excited about that one. But if you look at the Rams defense, yes, they have those alpha dogs, but they're first against the pass. They're first against the run. This is a guy who also has a McVay tie. So that's close to Gruden. And there's another tie too. It's a family tie.
Yeah, absolutely. How funny is this that Joe Barry is actually the son-in-law of defensive, well, coordinator, line coach, whatever you want to call him, Rod Marinelli, who John Gruden was very adamant about on Monday is going to be part of the Raiders and that defensive scheme long-term. So if anyone thought, and I thought, well, hey, you know, maybe Rod Marinelli is not a guy that should be there anymore moving forward, he's going to be back. You know, he's one of those guys Gruden's very comfortable with. But yeah, Joe Barry, son-in-law of Rod Marinelli. He was also Rod Marinelli's defensive coordinator in Detroit together. And if you want to kind of do a Google search, yes, that is that 0-16 Detroit Lions team. So that's not something that gets me excited, but I do know he has familiarity with Corey Littleton. I do know that he, you know, has a really good defense there cooking in LA. They got some dogs on that side of the ball, obviously, but they can get it done. So, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be the sexy pick. Again, I've been in the court of Wade Phillips the whole time since, you know, Paul Gunther was fired, but we'll see what they end up doing, but I just love the fact and really respect the fact that Wade Phillips is basically publicly putting on Twitter that, hey, John, I'm the guy. I'm right here for you.
Yeah, and the Greg Williams mention, I don't get that. You know, sometimes NFL coaches give a guy an interview to help him out. And in that case, I hope that's that's what's going on there, just so that he appears that he's getting a job, because that could help him maybe get a job somewhere else, because I just don't see Greg Williams as a good fit with the Raiders, and I think Raider Nation would revolt and march down Raiders Way here in Henderson and storm the gates if that happened. But we'll have to see. But I think you're right. I think you look at Barry, you look at Phillips. If those are the two leading candidates, the one that we kind of support with Wade Phillips and Joe Barry, I think that, you know, they're both looking at the situation and saying there's some talent there, we can work with it. And with Joe Barry in particular, like you said, I think that Corey Littleton, they have a lot of money invested in Corey Littleton. And I don't think Corey Littleton has lost it. I really think that he just needs the opportunity, as I said yesterday, to really have a chance in a system with somebody who believes in him. And if it's a Joe Barry, if I had to bet today, Q, if we could go down to the sports book and there was a prop bet on who it would be, I'd put my money there, even though I would really like to see Wade Phillips here. He's the guy who turns it around. You gave all the data. You gave all the stats. To me, that's the guy perfect for a young defense.
Yeah, he is. He would be, and he's a very player friendly guy. The players love to go out there and play for him. That's something that John Gruden said that it was very important. He's a motivator. He's a good teacher. Obviously, he's got the skins on the wall. Obviously, the big thing would be, you know, can those two guys and their big personality get along? Because this is the other thing that would be great with Wade Phillips. John Gruden wouldn't even have to worry about the defense. He would just have to focus on the offense. Worry about the red zone offense. Worry about the short yards offense. Worry about the areas of the offense that still needs to get cleaned up, and let Wade Phillips do what Wade Phillips do. You know what I mean? Like, let him go and make it happen. And that would be the beauty of it. You don't have to worry about, well, is that guy doing his job? Because he's going to make sure he's doing his job.
Yeah, and the ego thing is a big one. You're right. Can they be in the same room? Can they coexist? And if they can, though, I mean, I think about it. You know, look at Wade Phillips and you say to yourself, okay, he's an old school guy. Gruden loves old school guys, so why wouldn't they get along? But you never know what's happening inside the room, and we're not there, and we're not listening. But either way, Q, the next, I think if they don't make a decision on this, and if the Rams were to beat the Seahawks somehow, I don't think they will, but if they were, and Joe Barry is still playing, and you don't see a coordinator name for the Raiders in the next 7 days or so, then you might start to think, well, it's got to be him because he's the only guy left in the playoffs. But to me, they got to do this pretty quickly because they have a lot of work to do in the way of player personnel and also just getting the guys that are on the team now that they're going to keep on board right away.
Exactly. And, you know, John Gruden was very adamant that they're going to get to work immediately on it. And, you know, he's excited about the process and they're going to go get it done. And so I'm trusting him and I'm believing that by next week at this time, at the latest, we'll be talking about the new defensive coordinator, what he brings to the table and what he's got to get done. I'll say this, and this is really the final statement that I have on the defensive coordinator position, even though I know it's going to be something that's talked about for a while. The two biggest questions that this guy, whoever it's going to be, needs to answer: how do I make Corey Littleton the guy he was in LA, and what do I do with Jonathan Abram? If you can answer those two questions, you can sell me on a plan that you're going to use with both of those guys to make them worth their while. Jonathan Abram is only going to be a, well, now third-year guy, but even it's still basically a second year. Either way, how are you going to use him to his full potential, and how are you going to get the most out of the money that you spent on Corey Littleton? If you can give me a solid plan on how you're going to do that and make these guys effective players, then I'm good to go.
Yeah, the defensive back coach selection too, by whoever the defensive coordinator is going to be big too, because they need somebody in that room who's going to help those young guys develop, including Damon Arnett, including Trayvon Mullen, Isaiah Johnson, if he's still around. Those guys, they need some help there, and you're going to have a defensive coordinator who's got somebody with the same attitude who's going to bring that to that young secondary. Good job, Q. I appreciate it, man. All right, we're going to step aside. We'll say goodbye to Q today. Q, we'll talk to you tomorrow, my man.
All right, appreciate you, man. Keep holding it down. I'll be back.
I will. I know you will be. All right, we're going to step aside. When we come back from this break, Jesse Merrick joins us every Tuesday. He'll be here to talk about the Raiders 2020 season. You're listening to Silver and Black Today here on Raider Nation Radio.